Vayter and Shas Berurah and Daf Tesavav, picking it up by the Mishnah. We're going to see two beautiful Mishnahs today. Okay, first one is going to be a little bit of a continuation from yesterday's Gemara, and the next one is going to be another discussion. Let's jump right in. Says the Mishnah, Tikra she'ena le'a maziva. Let's say you have a roof of your house, your roof of your house, but there's no maziva, which means it wasn't yet plastered. You didn't cement it in, but you have these wood boards over there. And Rashi says that stam tikra, the normal roof that was used then, had boards of four tefachim. Now, as you recall, we had the discussion yesterday about boards that are for tefachim. What's the din over there? We had the question of Yehuda said that using the Nisarim is fine. Emir said that it's not okay. Rabbi Yehuda said, why? What was the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Because of he doesn't hold of Gezeiras Tikra. Emir does hold of Gezeiras Tikra, of a Gezeira, of a roof itself, that we're worried people are going to say, eh, once I can sit over here, then what's the difference of just staying in my house? That was Emir. Rabbi Yehuda didn't have that shtickle Torah. In any event, so we have a tikkur that there's no maziva. What do you do to fix it? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says that Beishame Omrim, we're going to see over here, Rabbi Yehuda is going to say, it says it's a machlokus between Beishame and Beishilo, what to do. Beishame Omrim, mefakfek, vin notel achas mirmin time. Mefakfek means that you shake it up a little. You got to lift it up and put it down. You have to remove it from its place and put it back down. Rashi explains it's so sad. It's like you're breaking it. Umenaneas kula, and you shake everything up, and then afterwards you notel achas mirmin time, and then you go and remove one from between every board, and you put in place good schach. Psal. Psal means good schach in its place. And then the Gemara is going to say, why do you need both of them? Ultimately, it's going to say you don't need both. But okay, the point is that it sounds like you need both of them. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, nine. He says, mefakvik, ono talachas mirbin time. Either do pickbook, right, to shake it up a little bit, or you go ahead and you remove one from its place and put schach in its place over there. Why? What's that doing? The whole issue, according to him, is that it's just an issue of tasev lomina osoy. It can't be already built memela. It's got to be done particularly for that. So when you do pickbook, when you lift it up and put it back down, that's not an issue of tasev lomina osoy. And you don't have to go ahead and put anything in its place, even just leaving those boards there. This is Rabbi Yehuda talking, and now he's saying Beis Hillel's pshat. He goes according to his whole logic, right? Because what did he say? He's machshir ben esarim sheish pem arba l'sachich eskula. He says no problem to use boards that are four. Now Rashi points out very importantly. If you remember yesterday, we had Rav and Shmuel were qualifying exactly what was a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir, and this is going in the world of Rav. That it says a machlokes is when it's more than four tefachim, the boards. More than four tefachim wide. But if it's less than that, then everyone agrees. And Shmuel says, no, that really everyone agrees if it's above four tefachim, that it's a problem. So how in the world does this Mishnah work according to Shmuel? Rashi says, Shmuel Matar Salah Kamono Gemara is going to explain what exactly is going on. It's going to be a particular ukimta that we're dealing with, that even Shmuel would say, oh, even if it's more than four, even if it's four tefachim, in this case, it's going to be different. Okay, but nonetheless, Beis Hillel comes and they say, now what do? They say, you go ahead and what you do is one or the other, either pick book, because now you get out of the tasav lomina asoy shtekel and put it back down. Oh, no tefachim your time, or remove one from there, and then you put out the schach there, and that's fine. Rabbi Meir Omer, he comes and he says, no, notel achas mi bein time ve'enu mefakfik. He says pickbook is not going to help you at all. Rather, you have to remove one of them. And Rashi explains that Rimeir is going according to his logic. Why? He says you can't do schach with nesarim, and therefore you have to go ahead and only use schach. You have to use real schach over there. You have to remove one, you know, every other one, and then you're fine. And don't forget the issue that we dealt with yesterday. We discussed the Mishnah, the Gemara, and Daf Yud Zayin on the base in the future. In the future, right, in Tublat, that is going to say, well, hold on one second, didn't we say, right, there's a machlokas in Rav and Shmuel about about how much you're allowed to have of no good sukkah in the middle of the sukkah, right? Shmuel says that if you have four tefachim in the middle there, it's a problem. So how does this work? If you remove every other board, you're going to end up with four tefachim of psal, of schach pasal, which is going to mess up the whole sukkah. So why is that okay? We answered yesterday, and we're going to answer again now. We're talking about where it's an 8-amah sukkah, and they're within 4 amos of the side. Therefore, it becomes what we call dofen akuma, and we leave in the middle that we said it was at least 8 tefachim, because even 7x7 is enough. And therefore, as long as you have that, you're good to go. Anyway, that's the end of the point that Rashi points out, which is important to know, but we're good to go. So anyway, at this place, at this stage, what we see is, seemingly, it looks like a three-way machloka is going on over here, that it starts by saying that Rabbi Yehuda is, it's not three-way, it's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says the machloka is Beisham Beis Hillel. And the Beishan may say you have to do both things, pickbook, move it around to get enough tassav lemon asoy, and to remove and put good schach there because you can't use boards. And Basil says, no, it's just a problem of tassav lemon asoy, and not a problem in the sarim. So you can just do pickbook and that's fine. Or you want it, you can do the other one and move them and put other stuff there. And Meir says it doesn't work like that at all. He says, no, the only thing that's going to work is if you're notel achas maybe in time, if you remove one board or between each one of them. Zok tahayli gemara. Bishlama beis hillel tamayu. We understand the reason why beis hillel comes in. He says you can do either or. Bishim tatsav lomen asoi. Because of tatsav lomen asoi is the issue. So ima fakfik asad le maisa. So if you do pickbook, if you just pick it up and put it back down, now you did a maisa yourself. It wasn't just on its own that it was there, right? You had your house and it was there, but rather you lift it up and put it back down. And e notel achas mibin time over a maisa. And if you lift one up from each one of them, you also did a maisa and you put schach over there, so everything is good and dandy. Why Beis Hillel says what he says. Ela Beis Shammai, my time I, what is pshat in Beis Shammai that he says you have to do both? Imishum tasav lanosi, if you want to say it's a problem, tasav lanosi. So bechadasagi, let him just do pickbook, let it lift it up and put it back down, and then you're fine. And imishum gzeris tikra, if you want to say the issue is gzeris tikra, that you can't have boards, it's made with boards of four tfachim, which is what we're referencing over here, then benotel achas mi time sagi, you can go and just take out every other one. You wouldn't have to go and do pickbook on all of the boards over there, just take out every other one. So what's going on over here? Says Gemara Liola Mishum Gzeris Tikra. Really, the issue is Gzeris Tikra. The Hachi Ka'amri, and this is what it was. This is what he's saying over here. Afal Pisha Mefakvik. Even if you did pickbook, Inotal Achas Mibing Tayim in Ilo Lo. So really, it's not saying you need to do both. He's saying really you have to take away one every other board and put good schach over there, right? And then even if you did pickbook, so the way that it's read is that Beishame Omrim Mefakvik won't help you. The notal achas many time you got to take away one from each one of the, every other one. And Basil says, no, either one is okay. This Gemara, okay. So basically, what you just told me is that according to the way, according to Beis Shammai, pickbook doesn't help and you have to remove every other one. That was the last part of the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir Omer, notal achas mibin time, ve'enom efakvik. Ihachi ema sefer, Rabbi Meir Omer, notal achas mibin time, avalo yefakvik. Rabbi Meir, hainu Beis Shammai. They're saying exactly the same thing. Gemara, no. Hachi kamar, this is what it means to say. Rabbi Meir is responding to Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda said, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Beis Shammai says this, Beis Hillel says that. Rabbi Meir says, nah, what are you saying? Beis Shammai says, Beis Hillel says that. He says, no, they're really not arguing altogether. Hachi kamar, lo nechlu, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, b'dav zeh. They don't argue in such a thing, in such a case. Rather, both of them would say that you have to take away every other one, and pickbook is not good and it's not going to help. Rashi spells that the Hach Gamar Le Rabbi Meir Rabbi Yehuda Lo Nechlu B'Davar Zeh the Beis Hillel Kavasis V'Elehu. They actually hold like me. The Emesachin B'Nesarim V'Lo Mahani Pickbook. You can't do it with boards, and pickbook is not going to help you. Says Gamar, what? My Kamash Malan. What exactly? What's coming out of this? The Rabbi Meir Isle Gezerah Tikra. Rabbi Yehuda Lesle Gezerah Tikra. They're basically coming to tell me that that's what they hold. That whether one has Gezerah Tikra, the other one doesn't. But we already know this. We already learned this in the previous Mishnah. Yesterday's daf. The Tanan, Misachim Minasarim, Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Rameir Oser. Rameir says it's Oser. So why would I need to teach this halacha twice in a row? It doesn't make any sense. Therefore, Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba and Rabbi Yochanan is coming up with a different pshat. We're going to knock off that pshat and then explain why, Taka, you would need to say it twice, seemingly. And the answer is going to be that it's not really two different mishnayos. It's just a continuation of the mishnah of their conversation. So let's first take a look and see if the answer is how we can see these mishnayos are really talking about two different things. I'm Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan. He says, no, Reisha, you thought that the Reisha, the first mishnah we dealt with yesterday, meaning on Daf Yud Dalid, that was talking about a discussion about whether he's holding Gezeiras Tikra or not, when there's going to be a problem of boards being four tzvachim. He says, no, which, by the way, I want to make very clear, it's only a Durabanan Dikadin, which is why in the Makam Sakana of yesterday's Gemara, we said that it's okay. It's just the Durabanan Dikadin, whether it's, that's what's called Gezeiras Tikra. Anyway, point is, it's a different din altogether. That wasn't a gzeres tikra shtickle. It was smoothed out board shtickle. When we shum gzeres kelim naguba. We know that there's something called pshutei kli eitz, that if you just have a piece of wood, that's not mekabel tuma, that's not an issue. You have to have some sort of beis kibel, some sort of receptacle, something that can receive something. But if not, then it's not going to be tame. Now, the discussion, though, is what happens if you had a smoothed out piece of wood, which you can now use in something, in some sort of building, a chair, a table, something like that. That's the question. When you have the sar meshupin, then we make a gezerah. We're a gezerah because it's like a kli, and that's where the machlokus is coming in. The Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have this gezerah. Amir does have the gezerah. And then when we get to our Mishnah, we get into another discussion about whether we have gezerah's ticker or not. So we're reevaluating recalibrating or changing what the Mishnah Yudal was actually discussing over there. So therefore, we have two different Mishnahs, and we don't have a question anymore. Says the Gemara, but hold on a second. We are now going to reject that big time. That we saw earlier in Daf Yud Beis, Amud Beis, that sicha bechitzin zecharim kshera. If you use male arrows, it's going to be kosher. It's not a problem because it has no kli kibel, right? It sticks out and goes into the metal piece of the spear. But nekevos psula, but if you use nekevos, then it's going to be a problem. The arrows of a nekeva means that they have an internal piece that you put the metal into it, then it's going to be pasul. In such a case, though, velo gazer zechar matu nekevos. We don't make a gzera of zechar matu nekevos straight up in it itself. Hachanami, lo nigzer nesarim, shupin atu kelim. We don't make such a gzera altogether. So what are you talking about? That can't be what the machlokas is over there. Ela al karchacha must be reisha polig gzeras tikra, the sefer polig gzeras tikra. Really, both mishnayos are arguing the same thing. Why do I have to teach how the machlokas come up in two places? Answer is, no, it's just a continuation of the conversation that Rabbi Yehuda said over there, we're not gozer, we don't have gzeres tikra. Rameir says, you do. And Sefer Rabbi Yehuda de ka'amer le Rameir, he says, Amai ka'asarta b'nisara mishum gzeres tikra? Why are you going? Because gzeres tikra. Hai svara lebeishamehu de'islehu u'beishil lo gazri. That's only according to Beishameh. Beishil don't hold such a thing. So why would you go like Beishameh over Beishilel? Right? Because it seemed like we said over here that Beishameh, the way Rabbi Huda explains it, Beishameh says, mafakik vin notel achas mi b'tayim, and Beishil amrim, pickbook is good enough because we don't have the gezerah as tikra. V'am Rabbi Meir, and he just continues the conversation, says, no, lo nechlo Beishameh, Beishil abadavazeh. They're not arguing about that at all. Even Beishil is masking that pickbook is not enough. And therefore, it's no longer two separate things, it's just a continuation. Period. Now, this whole Mishnah, like we mentioned earlier, works very nicely within the world of Shmuel, but it doesn't work in the world of Rav. I'm sorry, let me say that again. This whole thing works in the world of Rav, but not in Shmuel. Says the Gemara, Ha'nichal Rav, Dharma Machlokas Peshish Ba'arba, Dharmir Islaik Zeres Tikra, Rehuda Leslaik Zeres Tikra. Okay, everything makes sense now, because above four, that's what Machlokas is, and Rehuda is speaking up, it's good, Rehmeir says no good. Elul Shmuel Dharma Beshein Ba'arba, Machlokas says, no, the Machlokas is less than four Tvachim. Aval Yeshba and Arba, if it's more than four Tvachim, Divrei Kolpsula, everyone says it's possible. Seifa, meaning our Mishnah, but my plegi, what exactly are they arguing over? Does it make sense? Even Rabbi Yehuda is masking that if it's four tfachim, that it's no good. So what's he saying there? Basil says it. All you have to do is pickbook. What do you mean? You only have to test of limited also issue. You have an issue of it being four tfachim. So we have a bit of a problem, according to Shmuel. How does he understand our Mishnah? Answers the Gemara, Bibitule Tikra Kamifagi. What they're arguing over here is whether you can be mevatel a roof. Mar Savar Batla, Batla Bahachi, Mar Savar Bahachi Lo Batla. One of them holds, namely, Rev Yehuda, that you can, it can be Batla. Mar Savar Bahachi Lo Batla, this will not be Mavatla. Rashi explains that what's going on over here is fascinating. That everybody agrees, even Rev Yehuda agrees, that if you want to go and make a sukkah, you're not allowed to go and make a sukkah with boards that are four tvachim. That for sure is a problem, at least in the world of Shmuel, right? It says they don't argue if once it's four tvachim, it's no good. So therefore, clearly that's going to be a problem. The only machlokas is less than that. But that's when you're coming to make it originally. What about if you have a house and you want to now go ahead and be Mavatla, you want to fix it a little bit, are you allowed to go ahead and now get rid of the status of a roof and make it into a sukkah. So what we're saying is over here that Rabbi Yehuda says Gzeiras Tikra doesn't apply when you have a house where it is a Tikra and now you're going out of your way to make it good. So if you're going out of your way to make it good, clearly that means you know the halachas, you're not going to make a mistake. But when it comes to actually make it in the first place, that for sure is not going to be okay. So Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, it's okay. It's enough. You can be mevatel it by just getting rid of the tasa v'lo mina usso issue. And we don't have Gzeiras Tikra because this is a Tikra that we're coming to fix. And the other one, Rabbi Meir says, no, b'hachi lo batla. Sorry, we have Gzeiras Tikra, and once it's four, it's no good. I don't care if you're trying to build it originally or you're coming to fix it, period. That is the way that Shmuel understands our Mishnah. On to the next Mishnah. Just want to speak out a little bit, and then we're going to read it inside. We're going to talk about a case right now. Let's say you have a sukkah, and you want to put schach, and the way that you want to put the schach now is you first put, let's say, a cross from one wall to the other of the schach, of the sukkah, I'm sorry, you put stuff which is not good to be used as schach, like metal spits, a spud, spits, or let's say the side of a side of a bed, which also is something which is a puzzle, which we'll see why that is. Let's say the side of a bed, which is also like a piece of wood. Why is that a problem? But let's say with the metal spits, you put them across. And then you plan on putting your schach on top of that. Right, that was just holding the schach. Later, we're going to get the masechta where that's okay for other reasons, but that's what we're going to discuss over here. But then, instead of going out and putting stuff on top, you end up just putting schach in between the spits, in between the shpudim. What's going to be the din in such a case? So it says the Mishnah: Hamikari sukaso b'shpudim o baruchas amita. Let's say you end up hamikare, you roof it, right? In other words, you're not using it as actual schach, but you're putting it as a roof to put the schach on top of it. Rashi explains, Kamosha anu osim shemesadin klonsos tchila b'schach v'nosnin psal aleim. First you put this, the base, the support, and then you put the schach on top of it. Or you use that either the spits there across, or you put the bed frame. It's a piece of wood that length. You look at a bed, like you lie down on your two sides, you have a long piece of wood going, and by your head and by your feet, going the opposite way, the long and length and width. Those are called the Rukas Amita. And then Rashi explains, what you do is, instead of putting on top, you end up putting it in between the gaps. If there's enough space in between them, kemosan, like the size of the spits themselves, then share it's good. Period. Now, hachotet begodish lasos lo sukkah eno sukkah. This we've seen already a few times. Let's say you have a haystack and you dig out from the side. You make it a 7x7 and now it has schach on top. You want to make it a sukkah. Nice, very cute, very beautiful. The only problem is no good. Doesn't work. Why? Because we have an issue of tase velomina osoy. It can't be from something which is already done. It has to be something which is done for this. And now we have schach, but the schach, even though it should be good schach, but it wasn't made as schach, it became as schach, and that's a problem. Okay, now going back one step earlier, Rashi explains, why is it that if I have spit, then open space for schach? Spit, schach, spit, schach. As long as it's the same amount in between as the spit itself, then it's good. The Gemara is going to ask, but now you don't have merubah lepuzzle. You have half of its puzzle schach and half of its good schach. That's a problem, isn't it? And that's what we're going to get into right now. We're going to jump into the Gemara is going to discuss this. We have a fascinating Gemara, which is found in Erevin, also in Tesvav on the base, that there's a discussion over there of something known as Omein Meruba ala Paritz. There's a machlokas of, let's say, you want to make a certain reshus, and you have these poles that are going, let's say, in a circle, and the poles are a certain size, and you have space in between the two poles. There's a discussion of whether or not you have to have more omid than parrots. In other words, more stuff which is actually solid than is parrots and is broken down, or it can just be equal. And that's a machlokas. Rav Papa says it's okay if it's the same amount of omid and same amount of parrots. Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua says, no, it's got to be that there's more closed than there is open. So it sounds like from what we just learned in our Mishnah, that as long as you have, if you have the spit over there, but the space in between the spits is the same amount as the spit itself, which sounds like going to be like 50-50, that it's good. It sounds like it's against Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua. Zok the Gemara, Leimet Havit Yufta Rav Huna Bered of Yeshua, De Itmar, we learned in Erevin. Paritz ke'omed. If you have, the amount that's open is like the amount that's closed. Rav Papa Amar Mutter. It's okay, you can carry over there. It's just got to be at least 50% is starka solid pieces. Rav Huna Rav Yehoshua Amar. No, usher, it's got to be a problem. He says it's got to be omed meruba ala paritz. It's got to be that the omed is more than the paritz. But over here, it seems to say not like that. What are you going to do now? Amalach Rav Huna Rav Yehoshua, my kemosan. What did it mean when it said that of the middle is like the spitz itself? It means benichnas v'yotze. That means there has to be enough space in between the spits that you'd be able to get a spit like it in there without having an issue of having to shtup it in very challenge. You can be able to go in and out. I mean, you could like put it down with your fingers and there's a little bit of space in between the two. Being that that's the case, now if you were to go ahead and fill up those spaces with schach, it would end up being more schach than the shpudim itself. Right? Because you need that space in order to get it in. So you're stupping, even though that get-in space is going to end up being more than 50%. So now you don't have a tiyufta against him. Beep, turn the page. Says Gemara, what do you mean? Isn't it possible to say that we're talking about a case of the shpudim that that when the Gemara says the lashon of kimosan, it means the mitzamtzim, means literally kimosan, without having be able to yotzev nichnas. You don't have a raya that it means yotzev nichnas, in which case maybe the Mishnah is telling us, even if it were to be fitty-fitty, it still is okay. Efshel litzamtzim, you can evaluate exactly. Our mission is talking about a case where that's just the case where you put more space over there. Yes, you're right. It is Efshel Tzamtzim, but our case is where you did it, where it's able to be Nichnas V'yotze. Rava says, Afilu Tema B'Shein Ma'adif. Even if you're not able to be Ma'adif, it's still, even if you didn't make it big enough to be able to Yotzev Nichnas, it's still not going to be a problem. You know why? Because Imo Yisun Shesi, if they have the spits going Shesi, which is the lengthwise, and Nosno Arev, then you should put them the widthwise, put them the opposite direction, make it perpendicular. Arev, if you went Arev, don't say Shesi, go flip it the other way. Now what's going to happen is, in order to make sure that the stuff you're putting on top doesn't fall off, it's got to be a little bit extended on both sides in a way that's going to end up being more than 50%, and therefore if you end up doing that, you're going to end up having more schach, which is good, than the schach, which is no good, and it will be mevatel the other schach, and everything is wonderful. Even if it ends up being 50-50 of that space there, this is going to end up being more schach, because you need more so it doesn't fall, so it's going to end up being mevatel it. And that's what I just said. Now, next part of Mishnah, we said, oh, Baruch HaZamita. Let's say we're talking about the sides of the beds over here. Now, we had a bit of a problem here, because the sides of the beds are just pshute kliyes. They're just pieces of wood. So they're pieces of wood. Then what's the issue with them in the first place? Why are you saying that that's something that's a problem? Kilu, it's going to be something. We know it grows on the ground. It has to be something that grows on the ground, and it's not mekabel tumah. And pshute kliyes are not mekabel tumah. So when you have a piece of a bed that you took off, and you have the side of that to be using it over there, that shouldn't be a problem. Lema Messiah. Let's say that this is a raya from Rabbi Tavioni, the Amr of Rabbi Tavioni. Sicha b'blai kelim psula. We know that in order for something to become a mekabel tumah, again, it has to be two things. One, it's got to be something, in order for schach to be good, it has to be something which is not mekabel tumah that goes from the ground. Now, let's say you have cotton clothing or linen clothing, something goes from the ground, but you made it into clothing, now becomes a kli, it can be mekabel tumah now. So what happens, though, if it gets worn down, it's worn out clothing that are less than 3x3 etzbos, Rashi spells out. Therefore, it's no longer considered a kli. And you want to use these small pieces, these rags, in order to use it as schach. It goes to the ground, it's not a kabel tumah, it should be fine. But we know that Rabbi Ami Bar Tavyomi says that these things, if you do schach with them, it's going to be pusel. Why? Because he holds first wide line and Rashi in the second set of wide lines, he holds that afagav the hashtalom akabli tum, even though right now they're less than 3x3 it's bows, and they're coming from the ground, so they're not makabal tumma. Kaven de mikliasu, since they came from a kli, which was makabal tumma, therefore gazer barabanan, they make a gazera. And therefore, arukos nami, these things also, hashtalom akabli tumma, they're makabal tumma, de lo chazer limidi, elim mikli kaasu, but rather they came from a kli, so therefore, since they came from a kli, therefore it should also retain its state of tumma. So it looks like this is like Rav Ami Bar Tavyomi. Beautiful. So it's Gemara, no. Kedamar Rav Chanan Amar Rebbe. No, it's talking about something else. There's another Mishnah in Kalim, which he says that Baruke, Baruka Ushte Kraim, Bikitsar Ushte Kraim. Either talking about the long boards on the sides and it has two legs, or the short sides and it has two legs. Hachanami, this case too, it's talking about Baruka Ushte Kraim, Bikitsar Ushte Kraim. Therefore, as we're going to see in a minute how that helps, when it has the long board and two legs or the short board and two legs, it ends up being that it still retains its status as a kli, and that's what our Mishnah was referencing. Therefore, we have no raya for Ami Bar Tavyumi over here. Now, Hechi Itmad Rabbi Chananah Merebi, what exactly is this statement? What's he talking about? Ahod Etnan, it's going on the fact that we learned in a Mishnah in Kalim. Beep, turn the page, says Zayin Manav. Mita Mitames Chavila. A bed only becomes tummy once it's chavila. Chavila means literally a bundle, but it means it's completely and totally intact. And mitaheres chavila, if it becomes tummy at that state and you want to put it into the mitzvah to be mitaheret, the only way to do it is if it's completely intact, not piece by piece. That's Rabbi Eliezer. The chachamim omrim, they say mitames evarim. No, they can become tummy even when they're section. Mitaheres evarim, also section, you can also put into the mikvah. Mind you, what does that mean? That it's sectioned, that it's even in that state. I'm a Rebbe. Aruko Ushte Kraim. It's talking about where you have the long one with its two legs, or Kitsar Ushte Kraim, or the short way in two legs. And in fact, the Gemara, Lamai Chazia, what is it roi to be used for? It's not roi to anything, therefore it shouldn't be considered a kli anymore. So what could you use it for? Answer is Lemis Mechinu Aguda. You can go and you can rest it against a wall. Remember, it's a good achis and good asik. That's a good, there's a wall. You could prop it up against the wall and then use it as a seat. You can sit on it. Or you can go ahead and you can throw ropes. You can tie ropes, you know, within them, and then use it even as a bed or to sit down on. And therefore, in such a case, it does retain its status as something which is a kli, and that's why it's going to be somewhat similar to Makabal Tuma, and why it has the same din as a shput over here. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here. I wish all y'all a great, great day.